This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're headed into some interesting times, some uncharted waters. The reason why it's uncharted is we had the first major cheat by the Democrats, and they're going to be assessing how they were able to do that, get away with it. And we have to figure out, what do we want to do? Are we going to back away and say, you know what, our votes don't count, what does it matter? Are we going to really batten down the hatches, try to convince even more people to come over so this cheat has to be so big that they can't get away with it anymore? Are we going to cheat ourselves? I don't mean cheat us. I mean cheat them. Are we going to get in the game? Because let me tell you, they are going to continue to demonize us. Leftists have to figure out how to demonize conservatives now that they've gotten rid of Trump. Trump was phase one. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Trump was phase one. Understand this, folks, and you will gain insight into the next series of craziness that's coming. You've already seen it. Social media purge, right? Here's what you got to be asking yourselves. What do you do when you are the minority party, but you managed to cheat your way into power? What would you do? You're really very scared. You fear the people who are under the undercurrent of America. You fear them. They have guns and they have resolve. Well, here's what you do. You do everything you can to keep your power. You become despots. You become dictatorial. You will lock down during this pandemic. You will wear your mask. You will capitulate, or you will die, or we will destroy you. We will take away your ability to bank. We will take away this or that. Why do you think they want you not to buy gold, not to have cash? They want to track you so they can say you've been shut down. Seize your assets. Seize your money. Make you conform. You do everything to keep your power. Like I said the other day, folks, the attack on the real majority, the people who love this country, you and me, will be relentless from the left. Don't make any mistakes about it. There will be no quarter. There will be no surrender. They will not take prisoners. You better understand this, because it's going to help you understand what your next moves need to be. Everybody's going, Kevin, what do we do? What do we do? We know this. I'm going to tell you, that's why I told you before. I said, look, I don't know where things will turn out. I certainly believe in my heart of hearts that Trump was going to, you know, release the Kraken. I'm so mad at these guys. We sat at the seat of government for 4 years and we learned nothing. Trump said, the thing I learned the most is that these people are relentless. They will never stop. He witnessed it for 4 years. He ran his second campaign in 2018, set it up to where he could do this foreign interference thing, and we do nothing? Really? A guy with his level of intellect, the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, who knows how people can be, I mean, so unscrupulous and evil, and he does nothing? He witnesses right now what's happening to conservatives through the social media, the Democrats, how unscrupulous they are. He watched machines that change counts. He knows he's got all the data. I don't know what evidence he doesn't have. How do you not set up to where you set traps for these guys so we can be out of this? I don't get it. One of my friends asked, you think he's part of it? No, I don't think he's part of it. I don't know what to tell you, because I know what I would have done. I would have set these clowns up. I would have had a government-level version of Project Veritas that infiltrated every aspect of the Democrats' machine. And oh, for the record, there's one of the things we need to be doing. What? There's no ability to get the undercover cameras into the meetings where these congressmen and senators go? Are you kidding me? What? The people we can get are PBS journalists and CNN and a few Facebook people. We can't record Congress plotting against us. We can't record the Senate in these meetings that these people are. Oh, Kevin, they're protected. They're insulated. They don't let anybody. Nonsense. Nonsense. They're all viable. How do you think the Chinese got them? Holy cow, man. I don't understand it. Anyway, we are the majority, and we are acting like the minority. They banned us off of Facebook. Well, get off of it and go get onto something else and watch what happens. Zuckerberg, when it's all said and done, he wants your money. And you know what he likes? He liked having your data. He liked using that data to do other things. I predicted what was going to happen with Facebook years ago. I said, guys, do you understand this is the guy that laughed about how stupid you are to give him your data? Well, if he didn't use it for good, it would be amazing. If he said, hey, Kev, one of your buddies right down the street, he's a contractor. He can help you with your house. Hey, Kev, you know what? I don't care what you think, you know, in terms of what you say on your site. But if I'm going to monitor your data, I'll tell you this. There's some people around you that feel very much like you do. Here they are. It could have been an amazingly powerful tool to link people and all this. And that's what it was. And then when they found out, you know what? We actually know how to use it. We actually know how to profit from it. We'll drive people to our website. It'll create an ecosystem where we can all survive and thrive and do well. Oh, can't have that. I'll let the leftists grow, but I won't let you grow. I'll tell you what to say or do. And even when they are screwing up, showing crimes, I mean, heinous crimes on there with Facebook Live and all these other, well, here's Congress, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this or that. They're censoring your ability to speak, and it's sanctioned by the government. And I heard Glenn Beck say, we're on the other side of the firewall. We're going to be the Jews speaking amongst ourselves. Let me tell you something. The Jews were a minority. They were a minority in Germany. We are the majority. Put us over the wall. Let us talk amongst ourselves, and you'll have 80 million people and all of our little children all in our echo chamber of free speech. Speak your mind. Tell us what's on your mind. We're not afraid of it. Why shouldn't we be ridiculing them about their inability to want us to speak? We're running from it.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know, you know.
Look, I'm not going to run from me saying I'm interested in hearing what you have to say.
Short break will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fear. Oh, my goodness. Fear, fear, fear. Not something I feel very often. My youngest son will always try to scare me. And he's always shocked when I just, like, throw a punch in his face and it lands, like, a quarter inch from it. I tell him, man, you're going to get knocked out. You try that. I don't have a fear button. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please get signed up because I don't fear getting kicked off but of different social media, but it has happened. I'm kicked off of Facebook. So, yeah, there is a fear, if you will, of that, but I don't, again, I'm, if we connect, great. I hate to say it, I haven't been one to be very good at that. Hey, you know, yeah, let's, you know, social media, and I'm going to come on and put my Trump flag. It's funny, there's a guy, his name is David Harris Jr., really nice dude, but his shtick is going on planes and rolling out his Trump, you know, 2020. And confronting people with his MAGA hat and things like that. And my curiosity is, what are you going to do now? If that's your shtick, and the fear is people are now going to be revolting, ostracizing him. I hope he makes it through it, because I'm going to tell you, there have been many pundits over the last 11 years since I've been doing this who've come and gone because there's not a message behind that. I get it. We're all pro-America. We're pro-Trump. We're pro what he's doing in government to clean it up, et cetera, the drain, the swamp, effectiveness. I don't like that he spent a ton of money, but, you know, I understand the game he was playing. But ultimately, he's lost the game because he pretty much gave the Democrats what they wanted. And they still got rid of him. It's amazing. Just got a note that YouTube suspended Trump because they accused him of violating their policies. So pretty much the social media cabal is complete. Google, Facebook, and Twitter. YouTube kicked me off, as I told you guys years ago. But what are people like David Harris Jr. going to do when their channels are gone on YouTube? Steven Crowder, 5 million people on YouTube. How long do you think they're going to let him hang around, and what's going to be his shtick? What's he going to do? What's he going to say? You've amassed all those people. He's probably making $1 million a month over there. You think he's going to speak out in this climate? I tell you what. If you start depending on that kind of money, what do? You better be looking to move it somewhere. Somewhere stable, somewhere safe, somewhere where people aren't going to be able to bother you. And I'm telling you, the ecosystem that we better set up has to be foolproof. It has to have we have to have a, quote, conservative version of Google. And I don't think of it as conservative. We have to have a free speech version of Google that competes with them and says, you know what? Stay over there. We don't need you. You want to create your movies in Hollywood over there? Fine, no problem. We can do stuff over here. There are lots of people who want to create films, who want to create music, and it isn't feeding into the leftist stuff. And what happens when 80 million Americans who voted for Trump don't watch your pageants, don't watch your Emmys and your Tonys and your Grammys, and stop buying your music, stop paying attention to your pop culture? What happens? I know what happens. Anyway, these people want to get you, and they want to get you with a passion. You don't want to get them with a passion. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and me specifically, Kevin Jackson, ignore my warning at your own peril. Almost 80 million patriots living in fear of the minority, abject fear. And the more powerful you are, the more fearful you are. Fox, Hannity, Tucker, all of them, Laura Ingraham, they watered down their messages at the end. You know why? Fear. Don't want to lose their jobs, don't want to lose the income, etc. Somebody pulling the strings above them saying, do this or do that or else. You have a fear of speaking out as a conservative. Folks, what is it that we would say that makes people so fearful? Hey, listen, I really hope you find a good mate. I hope you're able to save money so you can enjoy your life and not just walk through life. I hope you can find a good job. I hope you can progress in that job because you're learning more and more and you're getting better at your job. I hope you find something you love. I don't care who you love. I don't care what you eat. By the way, I'm a pretty good example. Homeschooled my kid. I'm not saying me, but I'm saying average American. Either you homeschool your kids or you taught your kids right from wrong. Your kids have grown up. They found their careers. Whether it's college or not, they've gone on to do great in their careers. You got grandkids that you love. You get together, you hang out, you fellowship with friends and family, and you take the occasional trip. And you certainly help out. That's what you do. What's wrong with conservatism? I heard a guy say this the other day. He's an atheist. He says, the reason why I don't really believe in this whole thing about God is because if you're going to give and help people, you shouldn't do it with the idea that it's going to get you into some, you know, place like heaven. And I thought, here's a guy who knows nothing about religion. He thinks we do things because we go, oh, this will get me favor with God. This will get me into heaven. But he says, when I do it, because I don't believe in anything like that, I'm doing it pure of heart. He's an idiot. We do it pure of heart. More pure than they. Not because, I will tell you this, I have never done anything going, this will give God pleasure with me. It either makes me feel good and I want to do it, or I don't do it. Yeah, my conscience guides me. God says to me, hey, Kevin, you know, there's a spirituality inside of me that says you ought to help that person. But I'm not driven, oh, this will give me favor. God's got his little scrapbook and he's going, oh, Kev, whoo, I give you one more tick. And then I get up there and he goes, hey, lucky for you, that last deed you did, it got you in because, man, you were close. These people know nothing about religion and they speak out. But here's the thing. If it did guide you to do better, why would you be mad about that? That's like telling your kids there's a Santa Claus. Why do you do it? Because you want them to opt for something better. Maybe you tell your kids there's an Easter Bunny. I don't know what atheists do, but whatever they decide, hey, there's this, there's that, there's some incentive for you to do better. If you're smart, some kids like me, tell them what they can. Hey, I mean, you ain't never going to amount to nothing. I'll show you. It just cracks me up, man. They think conservatism is such a terrible thing. Explain your life as a conservative and say, look, I'll put my life against yours any day of the week. I'll put my philanthropy. I'll put everything that I do against you any day of the week, leftist. But we have a fear of speaking out as conservatives. The majority is afraid of the minority, and that's just what the Democrats have positioned for decades. Fear. They want you fearful to speak out about your life and the things that you do and how great it is to be a conservative and who you really are at your core. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering a primetime address on Thursday. Biden will be discussing his plan to combat the coronavirus and how to get direct economic aid to American families. The Biden campaign saying the package will be narrowed to gain GOP support and under $2 trillion. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why he resigned early.
I did not see a legal path forward in the final days of this administration. I wanted to make sure to preserve the good work that the department has done over the last 4 years.
Wolf also says he's concerned about his work on the border under the Trump administration being undone by President-elect Joe Biden.
That's certainly a concern, particularly I think when you look at some of the border security and immigration security measures that have probably been the most debated.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is beginning its investigation into COVID-19.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republican Governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is calling on state lawmakers to ban abortions based on a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a tweet from a leftist, and it reads, conservatives cannot be teachers, police officers, doctors, lawyers, coaches, or bosses. It's unfair to others to subject people to their derangement. Conservatives can do menial work until they are ready to join the human race. You're not human. According to the Palmer Report, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Laura Loomer got kicked off of Twitter. She's a pro-woman Jew who criticized the way the Islamic religion treats women. You would think that the women's movement would have embraced this beautiful young Gen Zer. I don't know what you call them, but she's not even a millennial. She's 25, 26 years old. But they kicked her off Twitter. They demonized her, called her an Islamophobe. It's like these people completely ignore what that religion does to women, how it completely demoralizes and dehumanizes women. But somebody speaks out about it, and the big money cabal says, you can't say that. So Laura gets kicked off of Twitter. Worse than that, they then demonetized her on PayPal. They kicked her off of PayPal. She couldn't use PayPal. And there's a host of other services that won't touch her. How can people do something like this? She has an opinion. Now, here's what's interesting. She can not, don't question Islam, but if she burned Jesus publicly or at some art expo, she would be heralded. They would call it art. They would call it her speaking out against the man, against religion, and all kinds of things. But she dare criticize a religion that wants the destruction of her people. This isn't a secret. There are radical Islamists who want to kill Jews and do every day. And by the way, they're killing Christians and anybody else. And she dare question that. And they want to get rid of her. Buck the system, folks, and you will lose your job, you will lose your reputation, you will lose your livelihood. Don't believe me? Ask Justice Kavanaugh. Ask Kevin Jackson, who stood up for Justice Kavanaugh. Find out what happens when you say, listen, why are you demonizing a man for something 35 years ago that absolutely didn't happen? What is your political agenda? Because that's all it was politics. Is there any conservative out there? Please let me know. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Tell me, do you honestly believe that Kavanaugh held gangbang parties and Christine, what's her face? I don't even remember her name. Blasey Ford, thank you. Or Svetnik were actually at these events. And this is a guy that was a high school athlete, an honor student who went on to go to Princeton or Yale or wherever, some Ivy League school, and clerk with the best people. And I could go on. Do you really believe that his past and everything they were talking about in those Senate hearings were true? Of course you don't. But they don't care. Kavanaugh has an asterisk by his name, an undeserved asterisk, because there are going to be people that believe the BS. You know what should have happened to Kavanaugh? Walked him through. The same way most Supreme Court justices were walked through in the past. Walked through. You think the Democrats aren't going to stack the court now that they know they can? They threatened it. They warned you. That's the fear they want from you. Project Veritas showed an undercover video where the PBS, you fund PBS, and the president of that company and his attorney essentially threatened to take your children if you don't change the way you think. If you are a Trump supporter, they say you need to be re-educated, and they threaten to take your kids because, as one guy put it, there's a generation of kids who were raised under Trump. Those kids have to be re-educated. Let me ask you a question, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Have you ever considered taking a leftist child or children because that particular person disagreed with you ideologically? Ever. Have you heard Madonna say, I hate conservatives, they're stupid, and blah, 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 and they say something, and you go, boy, somebody needs to take her kids away. We need to figure out how to get her kids. Look, I don't care how crazy these people are. I watched Wife Swap a few times where they'd have the conservative swap with the liberal, and the liberal lived, and they were like, well, we don't give our kids times to go to sleep. They go to sleep when they fall asleep, when they're tired, and we don't live by rules, and we let them eat sugar in the morning anytime they want. And our daughter can sleep with her boyfriends here in the house, even though she's only 12 years old. We don't care. That's the way we raise our kids. And you know what I said? I didn't go, boy, somebody needs to take those kids away. I went, boy, I wouldn't raise my kids that way. That's what I thought. Now, maybe there are some of you that went, they need to call Child Protective Services. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to raise your kids in a particular way and it's not doing physical harm to them, oh, it could be emotional. It could be long-range stuff that, you know, that, of course, that's what we deal with in society. You want to know what we deal with in society? You want to know what you're dealing with right now? You're dealing with the long-range results of leftism run amok. But I still won't take anybody's kids. What I will do is I will educate those kids. When I run into kids that have leftist ideologies, do you think I go, well, okay, just whatever your parents say. I say, hey, look. Hey, little kid, you can't run around here acting a nut. You can't do this. You can't do that. Where are your parents? And if I have to lecture the parents and say, hey, he's about to break some stuff, he can't do that. If it's a public thing or whatever, I will absolutely parent their kids for them. If they won't do it, I'll do it. I don't want to take their kids. I don't want them in a rotten system that I know exists that isn't going to help anybody. But you know what? When I see them, I'm going to call it out. You know what happens when you do that with some people? Some people get all, but very few. You know what most of them do? They look at you like, thank you. Thank you. You got my kid to listen. I see a little baby crying or whatever, and the parents just ignoring them. And I'll go like this. Hey, you don't need to cry. It's all good. Mama's right there. Daddy's right there. And the parent will be like, looking. But when the baby stops crying, they're like, and the baby will look up like, that guy looks like he's an authority. Yeah, I am. There's no reason to cry. Your parents are going to be, you know, whatever. At the airport, things like that. And I don't do it maliciously. I'm not butting into your parenting style. I'm just saying, if you teach a child the right way, they will behave. Don't coddle them. Anyway, the fear that these people want to create in you, this is the beginning. I just want to be very clear. We're at the beginning of this. They were waiting to break out as soon as Trump was, the announcement is, man, he's gone. There's not going to be any massive arrests. A guy came on, he's with the administration. He said, for all you people holding out, thinking something's going to happen, let me tell you, we are out of here on January the 20th. Twitter friend and fan, he works for the administration. He said, I'm just telling you, we're gone. Don't wait for a Hail Mary. Nothing's going to happen. I'm preparing my audience for it. I hate it because I know we won. So now what I'm telling you is you got to start prepping. You got to look at the new day. It's what I said from when I was sick with the Wu flu during the time when the election occurred. And I got up that morning. I was, man, ooh, I was in bad shape. My eyes were, I could barely see and stuff like that. Because I still was running a bit of a fever. But I remember saying to myself, wow, because it looked like Trump was going to win when I went to sleep. And I got up and it was all flipped. I went, what the heck? And that's when I knew it was a cheat. And I remember saying to myself, look, whatever comes, we have to be prepared to deal with it. You have to believe that it's all God's plan. There's a reason for it. And I know we're all like, oh, God, this is the reason why Trump won in 2016. It is. And maybe there's always a bigger reason. And you don't understand it. But here's the reality. We better start preparing. And part of that preparation is Democrats can push you to the point where you say, I got to make drastic moves. I tell everybody. During the time of social media 6 years ago, when I was sounding the alarm bell playing Paul Revere, nobody wanted to hear. And now suddenly, I'm prophetic. Look at, Kevin was right. Now, nobody's going to say that. I'm not going to get any credit for it. But I was sounding the alarm bell. I met with Tucker. I met with Floyd. I met with all the largest conservative media people at the time and told them, you better watch it. And they ignored me. But now, they're in fear. And every one of them that's left on there that's making a ton of money, they are in more fear than even you and me. I got kicked off Facebook. I was like, whatever. I was expecting it. We better expect a lot more. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Under Donald Trump, weren't all the leftists supposed to lose? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, everybody that didn't vote for Trump was supposed to be burned at the stake. Women were supposed to get their babies ripped out of their bellies in a I don't know what they thought. What happened to that? Trump gave the left, for example, more money for DACA, and they refused. He put more kids. They said, we want X hundred thousand. He goes, I'll triple it. and they still didn't want it. Women were supposed to lose their right to choose. I mean, they were supposed to be getting in on the baby-killing machine as quickly as possible because Trump was going to take away their rights. If I was a woman and you came to me with, Republicans are going to take away your right to kill your babies, I would be like, man, y'all have been trying this for decades. I'm done. What about the right for women to start businesses? Ivanka Trump paved the way for women with businesses and all kinds of, man, just amazing stuff. Not good enough. If leftists actually looked at what the Trump administration did in almost every area, blacks, Latinos, women, the LGBT community, etc. And then how about Americans in general? What could they possibly say? There'd be no room for them to criticize the man. And that's what's scary for him. Oh, man. Maybe we should put a video together that shows everything they said that was going to happen with Trump. Stock market was going to crash. Businesses were going to, you know, put people back on bread lines and all the things. Women were going to lose their right to kill their babies. Black people were going to get put back in chains and all kinds of stuff. We should play all those things and then show the outcome. I'd love to. I mean, don't you want to do, look, it's not just about rubbing stuff in the face of leftists because they don't care. They're not going to learn. But don't you want to figure out some way to get even? Here's what I've been talking about. The fear of Donald Trump was to keep you from voting for him. And in 2016, you put him into office, and in 2020, you verified with distinction that you wanted him to stay. With 16 to 20 something million more votes for Trump than he got in 2016, and they still managed to steal it. Yeah. They used a pandemic to stack the votes, fear of a pandemic. I dare anybody to challenge me on this not being just a manufactured fear. But just like Biden's vote count, oh boy, you know, and here's what's funny. Now that Trump is gone, he's essentially gone, you know what they're saying? You're not hearing about the COVID numbers as much. They're now saying to the teachers, you've had a chance to get the shot, get your butts back in school. Get back in school so these kids can go back in school. You know what's coming next? They're going to open up these restaurants and they're going to pretend that the numbers, the economic boom that will occur because of it, is all because of Democratic policies and that wily super thinker Joe Biden. Why do you think they killed the economy? They killed it so they could rebuild it. Whose economy is it? Trump's. Suddenly, the pandemic is going to go away because they have the solution. See, all we had to do was get rid of Trump and this will go away. No more mask needed. We're good until the next time. And they're going to lure you into a false sense of security. Oh, my gosh, the economy's booming again. We don't have to wear these stupid masks anymore. We got, oh, because the vaccine's been given out and we're all good now. Woohoo! Look at us, America. Look how it all worked out. All we had to do was get rid of that mean old Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Fear of an effective government. Trump did it. He did it twice. Oh, man. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, the things that are happening to Trump, the things that are happening to us, if you think that these things are not orchestrated, if you think that they're over, if you think that this social media lockout, for example, was for Trump, you're naive. This was a warning to us that they can manipulate anything they choose. Now, we're not going to believe it. We know whose economy this is. We know this clampdown by social media giants is illegal. This collusion, if you will, of all these companies, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of them going after Trump. They're going after you. This isn't about Trump anymore. It's about us. And they're going to make us radicals, and they're going to say, see, we were able to build this economy back. We got people back to work. We got rid of the Chinese Wu flu. And these people still don't like us. They're crazy, and we would look crazy if all that were true. So what's our next move? Have you fearing for your job? You can't talk about Trump. Don't wear Trump gear. There was a CEO that came out that said, don't hire anybody with Trump. Look at their resume. Look at their social media. The good news is our social media profiles will be shut down. But look at everything. And if they're a Trump supporter, don't hire them. Then he says, well, of course, which is illegal. He comes out and goes, oh, it's my personal opinion. You know, I wouldn't instruct my company to do that. Well, you just did. It was a warning to us, folks, to create fear, fight or flight. So what's our move? What do we do? I asked one of my staffers to send me a list of, I think he might have sent it, but I want a list of all the companies that are boycotting us. Let's boycott them. I've already given you guys some things we need to do, and you've already started. Good for you. We need to probably all move to Proton Mail. We need to all, you know, get off of obviously social media on the left. I'll talk about the social media stuff because I find it interesting that they use certain terminology for social media, but we'll get into that in just a bit. I think we need to leave leftists to themselves. I think we need to, and it isn't like we boycott them. We go over on our side of things and we build our own companies. And if they want to join, join. But they will have no control. But we leave them to themselves. Their businesses, anything that deals with all these companies that come out. Oh, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, we want to disavow. Okay. If you're Pepsi, Frito-Lay, I don't know who it is. I don't want to pick on anybody in particular. But if you're a company and you say, I don't want a Trump supporter, how about we honor that? Let's honor it. And I think we should make a big deal about it. We, the 75 to 80 million people who voted for President Trump, will not buy Joe Schmo's products. Let's see how it impacts them next quarter or when they have to report again. They are going to come back begging you, begging, please come back. The real fear should be on them, not on us. I was thinking about doing an entire show on how do you handle the purge? How do you handle it? I already said, what would you do if Facebook, Twitter, YouTube kicked you off? Well, go to DuckDuckGo as your search engine. Go to Proton Mail as your email server. Go to any of the plethora of conservative social media sites that are popping up. The guy from MeWe, I heard, not MeWe, Gab, he backed up President Trump's tweets, all of them, while they were getting ready to decommission the site. He backed everything up and moved it over to Gab. To Gab. What a smart. That's a boss move. And invited the president to come over. Man, I don't know if the president will go over there, but what a marketing coup for that guy. They were public. I'd buy his stock just based on that boss move.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.